link change that you wanted to make. I know that there being some opposition to that. Even in Parliament last week, we had the parties both aligned on the subject, appealing to the Electoral Commission, you know, to keep it as it is. Where are you with that?
I think let me make this very clear. The Electoral Commission is a creation of the Constitution. We have our mandate clearly specified in the Constitution. And we are there for the people of Ghana. And as an institution, we are always committed to ensuring that we make the Ghana project very, very proud. Mm. We want to ensure that everything we have to do to make Ghana's democracy a success, we'll do it. Last year, we made it very clear that we thought, when you look at the procedures in our elections, the idea of using the indelible ink is like you are using two layers of verification. So the commission said, if Mr. Evans Mensah is coming to vote, Mr. Evans Mensah will be verified electronically for us to know that indeed it's Mr. Mensah who has been verified. So when you want to go ahead and use the indelible ink, then clearly you don't have confidence in your biometric register. So as a result of that, we postulated that it would be better to do away with the indelible ink. But as a listening institution, we've had the concerns of the general public, we've had the concerns of parliamentarians across the aisle, the MPP and the NDC, civil society members, and we've come to the conclusion that if by using the indelible ink, people will have more confidence in the process, why not? Although we still believe that when you do it, you are creating a dual layer of verification, we'll still go ahead and do it because it doesn't change anything. And since the players will believe that it will enhance their integrity, it will promote their integrity, it will deepen the integrity of the process, why not? As a commission, we'll go ahead and do that. So as we speak now, the commission is taking the necessary steps to ensure that all the features that will ensure credible, open, transparent election, we are going to do that, and we are going to get all our players on board to support it.
And so this year, we also have indelible.
This year, we are going to have it.
Okay, so that proposal has now been shelved.
Has now been shelved.
Okay.
Yes. Although we still believe that by using it, you are creating an additional layer, and it undermines the confidence you have in your biometric process. But we'll still go ahead and do it.
Okay, Mr. Ato.
I know people who.